Welcome to Mommy Heal Thyself. We feature guests who provide you with the tools, resources, and strategies you need to say no to a life of pain and suffering from all forms of preventable disease, toxic drugs, and unnecessary surgeries. We hope to inspire you to boldly reclaim your ability to heal and to serve the ones you love.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Mommy Heal Thyself. Today, I have with me Dr. Shelly Jo Wahlstrom. And we're just going to say Dr. Shelly Jo, because that's, we are just going to have fun today as we also take a deep dive into a significant area of concern, especially at this time in our nation. We are dealing with a significant number of our children that are struggling with the world of addiction. Now, Dr. Shelly Jo, the amino acid lady, is a dedicated hypnotherapist and founder of Hypnoaminos Nutritional Supplements. Dr. Shelly Jo received her Doctor of Philosophy, PhD, specializing in holistic life counseling. Inspired by her daughter's battle with addiction, Dr. Shelly Jo has helped over 28,000 people improve their brain health and reduce cravings and anxiety and depression. She's the chairman of the Alliance for Addiction Solutions. She's authored bestsellers like Feed Your Brain and Change Your Life and From Crazy to Calm. And she has launched a certified hypnotherapy school. A leader in addiction recovery, Shelly Jo lives boldly, inspiring others through her work, her family, and nearly 40 years of marriage. Wow.
I know.
We need to talk about just that in another episode, I tell you. So welcome, Shelly. Thank you so much for agreeing to be part of our conversation today.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here, Dr. Michelle, to, you know, you and I met because we were on a public forum for the Alliance for Addiction Solutions. Mm-hmm. And we had combined with DHA Labs, and I happened to be on there and talked a little bit about my story just out of the blue because it just fit with the topic. And I was so excited when you reached out to me and said, let's talk about addiction. Let's talk about what our children may go through. And it's not even because of the desire or the want, it's because of the brain.
Exactly. You know, so before we go any further, please share with our community, what is your story? What brought you into this world?
Awesome. I would love to. First of all, I'm the mother of three daughters. Mm-hmm. Amazing, incredible ladies. My youngest was diagnosed with anxiety at age six. Mm-hmm. I did just what moms at the time did. Took her to the doctor, got her on the medicine. They're like, it's just chemical imbalance. Give her these medications and you'll live happily ever after. Not really, but you know what I mean. And I'm not against meds. This is my disclaimer. There's a place for them, but they don't mm-hmm. heal anybody. Mm-hmm. Right? They just keep you out of that low part, but it also stops the high part. So they're just in a state of numbness. Mm-hmm. But we didn't know any different. We just thought that's what you do. And then you go to counselors and different counselors. And I thought I was doing everything I could. And until the day she was 15 years old and she came to me in tears and she's crying and she's like, Mom, I'm tired of being a doctor's science project. I just want to feel normal. And those words, I just want to feel normal, broke my heart because I'm like, wait, I've done everything I could for you. My hands are tied. I was so sad. I felt like I'd failed her because I didn't know there was anything else. And how many of us have felt that feeling? I just want to feel normal, right? Even adults. And unfortunately for her, she turned to marijuana and alcohol. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a world I understood. My husband and I, you know, as a family, addiction was not part of our life. I just thought, just stop using, stop ruining your life, right? Mm-hmm. And it was so frustrating. I mean, I spent time in the juvenile system. I learned about that because she kept getting in trouble. The hard part was is that she was actually getting it from her friend's parents. So I felt like I was swimming upstream because I'm like, stop this, stop, please. I felt like I was just swimming upstream and had no support because parents don't buy their kids alcohol and drugs, right? So I didn't understand. I was just so frustrated. And the hard part is, most of her friends, it was like they just used because it was a thing to do, right? But for her brain instantly said, this brings normalcy to me. And she became addicted really quickly. But we did, got her through high school, yay, woohoo, right? Drug her a little push there. And like I always said, yeah, I graduated and she just came along with me, but got her through high school thinking, okay, life is good, we're gonna just move on. And we thought, let's get her in a rehab center because we got, let's give her a new start. Let's get her out of this situation. She can start out new and then life will be better. So we spent thousands of dollars putting her in a rehab program. They said, okay, she'll come out clean after 30 days. And I'm like, oh, great. It'll be worth all that money to get her out of there and then have her have a new start. Well, she came out 30 days later, clean from alcohol and marijuana. But she came out addicted to sugar, caffeine, and tobacco. And I'm like, well, at least they're legal, right? At the time. And I was like, okay, that's great. At least we can move on. We're through this addiction thing, and yay for us. Well, little did I know that that was just the beginning of my hell. Because 30 days later, her friend that she met in the rehab center introduced her to meth. And that became the drug of her choice. And if you've been around people who are addicted to meth, it is, I call it the drug of the devil because it changes every single thing about them. And I became fearful. I, at that point, was so afraid. I'm going to lose my daughter. She would leave the house and I would, I'd track her on my phone just so I know if something happened, I could find her. And it was such a scary, the fear was so palatable. There were several times that she threatened to suicide, and I didn't know how to handle this because it was so foreign to me. And my heart broke because I'm like, but wait, I just want my daughter. And so my fears were she was going to kill somebody. She was going to kill herself. She was going to hurt me because meth can cause them to become so volatile to the people around them that I was fearful, and she was going to end up in jail. So the first time she ended up in jail, I was actually relieved because I was like, finally, for the first time, I know where my daughter's at, and I could sleep for those couple of days she was there. And she got out, and I'm like, yes, right? Because I know myself, if I ever got put in jail, I'd never want to go back, right? So that's what I'm thinking. It's a one and done. We move on and yes, woohoo, And she said to me, Mom, I'm a change. I don't want to do this again. And I believed her and I believed that she believed it. So I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. And so at that point, I watched her and she's just white knuckling us. So even though she's not using, she don't feel good. And I watched this cycle. She got to about 6 months, then she'd relapse, and she'd end up in jail, right? And this happened four times. And what I learned about people who struggle with addictions, first of all, nobody wants to be in that world. Nobody grew up thinking, oh, this is what I want to do with my life. They're usually self-medicating from either trauma or something that's not working, and they're just white knuckling it. Right. And so I kept thinking, what is going on here? How can I find out about what addiction is and why has this got such a hold on my daughter? So after the fourth time of her going to jail, and I watch her, and I see her struggling, right? And I'm like, I got to do something because I'm gonna lose my daughter. So I did the only thing I could do, and that was pray. And
Yes.
I said, God, please give me an answer. I don't want to lose her. And 2 days later, I was watching this. There was a community, not a community, was it? The Consumer Report on TV about how they're using amino acids and feeding the brain through IVs. And what it's doing, it was helping reduce those cravings. And they were finding great success in the world of recovery. And I'm like, this is my answer. It was $1,000 a day. So I'm like, okay, can I have a different answer, please? All right, yay, but can I have a new answer? And so the thought came to me, well, I knew I could get amino acids, and amino acids are just a building blocks of protein, right? You get them from your food, you get them from a supplement. So my thought was, I'll just go to the health food store and I'll buy a whole bunch of amino acids and I'm gonna give it to her. And maybe it might take longer than, maybe it'll take like a month, but maybe she can at least get to the point where the cravings go down enough that she can handle getting through this until she can be strong enough to get into recovery. And so I did the next best thing. Dear Dr. Google. And I Googled, find me a recovery center that uses amino acid supplements rather than amino acids through an IV. And I found one in Florida. I called the owner and I'm like, look, first of all, I'm a certified hypnotherapist. And I had those clients that would come to me and I knew they wanted to make a change. And I'd work with them and I'm like, that was a great session. And then they come back the next week and it's like I hadn't done anything. And I'm like, okay, why didn't that work? Everything was great. So I'd work with them again and did this great session. And then they come back, it's like 50 first dates, right? Over and over. And that was when it dawned on me. I may not understood what was going on, but I thought there's got to be something in the brain that's not allowing them to accept and th this the hypnotherapy sessions. So that's what I told the owner. I said, I'm a hypnotherapist and this is what I'm seeing. And I'm a mother of a daughter who's struggling with addiction. What can you teach me about amino acid therapy? And he said, I could teach you everything you need to know, but in 2 weeks, we're having a training in Salt Lake City, which is 30 miles from my house.
Nice.
And you can come and learn all these great tools. And that changed my life because it
Wow.
was what I learned that was so mind-boggling to think it was that simple. And the crazy thing is, I went looking for my daughter who was in hardcore addiction. But what I realized is it wasn't just the hardcore, those who struggle with addiction, but it's that little child, that six, who's struggling with anxiety, or the teenager who can't get off their phone and they're so addicted to the phone and all their social comes from that phone and they've got social anxiety, and they've got, their low self-esteem because everything's coming from here. Or the adult that's just white knuckling it, that just doesn't feel good and wants to feel normal. Well, this concept fit all of them. And that's when things exploded because I was like, wow, I didn't realize that this affects so many people. Right? And the crazy thing is, I'm the mom, right? And as moms, sometimes we, especially when we have children who are struggling, we put everything into our children. And so we forget to take care of ourselves. And I didn't realize that my own chemicals in my brain had become depleted because I was in so much fear over my daughter. And what I learned were the tools to take back your brain. Feed your brain, change your life. That's my book, right? That's what I wrote. And And the idea is that it's actually fairly simple, Michelle. It's brain, body, and emotions, right? The brain, what the brain is missing, right? We've got these really cool chemicals in the brain called dopamine, serotonin, GABA, endorphins.
Exactly.
They're your happy, calm, feel good chemicals. And when they're firing, they're amazing,
Yeah.
right? But when they quit firing, or for whatever reason, sometimes you're born with less of them. So children who are struggling, sometimes it's lifestyle, diets, trauma. 60% of people are at age 40. And don't get me started on menopause and what that can do to your neurotransmitters, right? And so when they become depleted, what happens is it creates false moods, right? It's like, when you're in fight or flight because you're being chased by a lion or tiger or bear, oh my, right? You want that. But when you wake up in the morning and you feel that way, that's a false mood, right? Anger is a great emotion that moves you forward, right? Because when I learned about this information, I was actually angry because it's been out since the 90s. And I'm like, why didn't I know this when my daughter was six? Had I known about this information, she may not have turned to, for example, alcohol at 15. So that anger moved me forward. False anger is you tell your child to do something and they don't, and then you go into this freak out, and you're still mad hours later and don't remember why. That's a false mood. So we have true emotions because we're humans. True emotions move us forward, right? False emotions keep us stuck.
So you're bringing up so many different points. And the first thing I have to say is that I completely relate to everything that you're saying in terms of your journey in dealing with your daughter. And I think the beginning is recognizing that the various emotions that our children go through can sometimes be the trigger of this long, protracted journey. Meaning that you said she started with at six dealing with anxiety. And the craziness is that, and I think the malpractice of this was that the doctors at that point in time didn't say, why is this little girl at six dealing with anxiety? Instead, they started her on this journey of navigating mind-altering medications that, as you said, do nothing to actually address the issues. And so when we look at the issues in terms of why is this child dealing with anxiety, there's so many different things that interact with that mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, from maybe the environment at school, the fact that maybe she didn't learn certain tools on how to deal with the bullies in the classroom, or how to deal with that feeling of not fitting in and things of that nature. And then what you're bringing to the forefront, which is beautiful, is that very few providers are looking at the biochemistry, whether or not
Right.
you have the reserves in your system to create the net neurotransmitters, the reserves in your system to regulate the parasympathetic nervous system, to regulate your ability to deal with various stressors effectively. They don't talk about any of that. And so I am
No.
just mind-boggled by the fact that you did exactly what I did in that moment of crisis with my children, which was to go down on bended knee and say, God, I surrender. This is not working. I'm losing my child. I'm losing myself. Please help me. And I tell people all the time, the power of prayer is remarkable. And you will seek and you will find. And Dr. Google, go on there. And I'm telling you, if you have a heart of humility, God will send the right link to you, will send the right study to you, will send the right news article, YouTube video, something will come across your path that will open up that awareness of there is something else out there. And as you said, to be really clear that we're dealing with an addictive pattern. Sometimes we get obsessed with the element of addiction, you know, like, oh, it's meth, oh, it's marijuana, oh, it's, you know, cocaine. But that is not the point. The point is that you have that addictive pattern. And so I would love for you to tell us a little bit more about the Alliance and what are some of the resources that parents can expect in becoming part of Alliance or going to the events, you know, tell us a little bit more.
The Alliance is a nonprofit organization, the Alliance for Addiction Solutions, that takes things, looks at it differently. It's transforming recovery through, like you said, biochemical, through the brain and the body, right? So feed the brain what the brain needs, because what happens is when the brain, like I said, they're low in those great chemicals. Now, dopamine is your energy, your drive. Serotonin is your positive mind. Endorphins make you happy, and GABA calms you down. So when they're firing, they're awesome. But when they're not, they can lead to these feelings, either lack of energy, lack of sleep, you know, perfectionism, ruminating thoughts, stress. And the, when the brain is in that state, it says, I want to feel better. Give me something to feel better, right? Get me back on homeostasis. And so that's when somebody can turns to drugs or alcohol or, you know, medications or behaviors, too much shopping, gaming, gambling, pornography, just because the brain is wanting it. And once the brain decides that this is what it wants, sugar, starches, it takes you hostage and says, I want what I want.
Feed me, right? Feed me.
Feed me now. And so you think you have control of your life, but it's actually the chemicals in your brain that are controlling it, right? So when you can understand those chemicals and how to feed them through specific amino acids, and like I said, amino acids come from the building blocks of protein, right? You get it from your food. Some of them your body actually creates. And people say, well, why can't I just eat more protein, right? More meat, something that's going to feed that neurotransmitter. But the problem is once you become depleted, you can't raise those neurotransmitters because you eat the food and it goes to all parts of your body, you know, your brain, your body, and things. And so you're not able to raise those neurotransmitters. So the idea is you're supporting the body with food, and then you're coming in with these specific supplements that are for the brain, and you get the brain firing, which if your body needs them, and you get the right amount, Michelle, you can feel a difference within 10 to 15 minutes. And so you get your brain firing, and then eventually the need for the amino acids go down substantially. And then it is the food that can support you. And so that's kind of why it's important. What you eat matters, right? When it comes to mental health. And that's what we teach. That's what the resources are on the Alliance, is that that's what we believe, is we want to give options to parents or people who are struggling to see that, you know, the things that are out there, the recovery centers, the 12 step, they're all great. They're just missing one part. And that is feeding the brain what the brain needs, so people aren't just white knuckling it.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of people forget the basics, which is that you cannot have a balance of your neurotransmitters without the building blocks, aka amino acids. And so it's like, to me and you, it's like a no-brainer. And yet most of the mental health providers that I have interacted with have no clue about any of this. And subsequently, in their interactions with moms, dads, they don't bring that into the conversation. So now the Alliance, is that basically providers that have a network, or is there also a component of support forums or things of that nature?
Yes. So it has. So when I went looking, one of the instructor who taught me the class, her name is Christina Veselak, is part of the Alliance. That's how I met her. And also through the Alliance, I was able to meet Julia Ross and become friends with her. She's the one that wrote, she wrote The Mood Cure, The Diet Cure, and The Craving Cure. And they're amazing people who are like the movers and shakers in the recovery world, being able to offer and show that there are different ideas. So the public forum that we have is once a month. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. We bring in different professionals that our understand this concept and how we can move and give you resources for addiction solutions, right? And then on there, you can actually find those who have signed up to become practitioners that can give you, you can look them up and you get a hold of them that would give you the information that you're looking for.
Awesome. And we're going to have the link in the notes of this, lady, so that you can definitely go to this phenomenal resource, which is the Alliance for Addiction Solutions.org, and find out how you can get more information as well as more resources, tools, and assistance in helping you to navigate through this tremendous challenge that many people are going through today with the world of addiction. So now, Shelly Jo, is there anything that we have not covered so far that you think is really critical for our mama bears to know before we wind up for today?
Yes, a couple things. First of all, you got to take care of yourself, right? A lot of moms who have children in, or people they love in addiction, become codependent, right? And the funny thing is the first time I heard that word, I was in a, I was meeting with my daughter's counselor, and we're talking back and forth, and he said, are you codependent? And I'm like, well, no, I'm not dependent on anybody. He's like, there's a book called Codependency No More. You need to read it. And I read it. I was like, oh, very much codependent, right? Because out of that fear and out of that love for my daughter, I went to the depths of hell, right? But I also wanted to take her choices from her, right? So we got to take care of Mama Bear so that Mama Bear can help navigate through this, right? That's the first thing. The other part is, like I said, it's brain, body, and emotions. I am a certified hypnotherapist. So when you get to the root of the problem goes away. So we're also looking at that emotional aspect. Mm-hmm. When you've got those limiting beliefs or sabotaging your goals or negative thoughts, there could be some emotional stories that you've created since you were a child, right? So it's creating optimal health through brain, body, emotions, like a three-legged stool. And that would be so important because we're navigating, we love our children, and we want to help them get through this world of craziness, right? And we want to help them to become adults, happy, healthy adults.
Yeah.
But it takes taking care of the mama first also.
Absolutely. You know, that's why we entitle our podcast, Mommy Heal Thyself. A lot of times in the journey of serving the ones that we love, we forget that it actually starts with us. We can't give our children what we ourselves don't have. And it's interesting to also note that in the world of addiction, they say that addiction is hereditary. And I think that there are a lot of nuances towards that, you know, so there's the biochemistry of it, but there's also the emotional aspect of it in terms of whether or not we ourselves have dealt with certain traumas or we ourselves have dealt with certain challenges, let's put it that way, and whether or not we were effective in communicating or transferring those skills to our children. So what I have found that is that a lot of times as we as parents navigate this world of working to strengthen our children, we have to recognize that the best way to strengthen our children is to first strengthen ourselves so that we can then be that role model. We can then enable them, or should I say empower them, to take the reins for themselves.
Yes.
And to not slip into that possibility of, as you said, becoming codependent, where our existence depends on our role of being a caregiver. And that can be a very tricky slope. So I thank you for identifying that for us. And
yes.
I look forward to you guys, gals, all of us, clicking on that link, going to the Alliance for Addiction Solutions, and empowering yourself as a caregiver, as a mom, as a dad, so that your children can become empowered and no longer have to be prey to the cycle of addiction.
Love that. I love that, Michelle. And I just have one more thing that I want to say is that people, the one question I get all the time is, how's your daughter now? Right?
Ooh, yeah.
She's 30 years old. And there was a time when I didn't think she would live to be 30. I didn't think she'd ever get married, because when you're in the traps of addiction with your child, you're just praying, right? But the realization is it can turn sideways quickly. And so I lived in that fear. Yet last year, she got married to her sweetheart on June 27th. And she turned 30 August 24th. And so miracles happen. And I didn't do it by myself. I can promise you that, because there were angels that were carrying her through this. And if they can also, if somebody's like, well, what is the first step? Go to my link, hypnoaminos.com, and you'll find a quiz. It's a short quiz. It's, could amino acids be your missing link? It's like 45 seconds. Take that. It'll give you an idea for yourself or those that you love. Could this be something that can make a huge difference in my life?
Absolutely. Thank you so very much for being here with us today. And ladies and gents, until next time, peace and blessings.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in for this episode of Mommy Heal Thyself. If you like what we're doing here, please share, subscribe, like us, and leave a comment. Your feedback is very much appreciated.